Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
I got a bill on my thing here for something, and they said to call you guys about it, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'd be happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code, please?
44095.
And may I have your first and last name?
Gary Adkins.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I tried to locate your information by your first, last name, and zip code, but it's not showing any information at this time. Do you possibly know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
Yeah, 8731.
Okay, thank you for the
That's
information.
mine. That's my credit card number. That's the only one I got.
And can you verify your shipping address?
34121 Sylvia Drive, East Lake, Ohio, 44095.
All right, thank you for the information. So it shows that you have our Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app that helps use real food to boost energy, cut sugar carb cravings. And how this occurred, you initially purchased an entry ticket for our sweepstakes for an iPhone. We do offer other various prizes, Dyson vacuum, iPads, etc. And with the $1 to $2 payment you made to enter the sweepstakes, that payment also did enroll you into our monthly subscription for our meal plan. And of course, the email was sent with a link with the app. I mean, for the app, I'm sorry. I'm verifying this information as well. So all of the information that I'm providing was provided in the terms and conditions regarding the meal plan enrollment when you initially completed the sweepstakes.
Hold on, man. See, that's where we got something wrong there, man. I didn't order this shit.
Do you recall completing a sweepstakes?
I remember doing something about a sweepstakes, some kind of shit or something on the phone, man, but
So this meal
I didn't
planning
order
app
them.
goes with the sweepstakes you entered, so you're not able
Huh?
to complete the sweepstakes without in being enrolled into the meal plan.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how the fuck. I don't know what happened here, man, but that ain't. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't
Basically,
order
you
that,
did
but I'm
a
pretty sure I
you
didn't order
completed
that shit, man.
basically you completed a sweepstakes for an iPhone, and when you
All
did
I
that,
did
it
was sign
enrolled you
up
into
for a
the
fucking sweepstakes,
Correct.
dude.
And can you refrain from the language? And the information was provided
Well, I
into
tell
the
you
terms
what,
and
man,
conditions,
listen to
letting
me
you know you
very
would be
carefully,
enrolled.
man. Listen to me very carefully, my man.
I'm listening to you, sir, but if you continue with the language, I'm going to release the line.
Well, you do that, man, and then
I'm
you
just
can
making
just
sure
hear
you
from my attorney.
understood.
Will
That's
that
all
be all right with
fine.
you? You want to hear from my attorney?
Okay, and I
Or
will
you want to
release the
listen to what I
line
got
if
to
you
tell
continue
you?
with the language. Just
What's
understood,
that?
but you can go ahead.
You know what the First Amendment is? And all that bullshit too, right?
You have the right to say what you want to say, but not on this
Thank you very
line. So
much.
I
Now
will
listen
release the
to me. So
line
I'm
if you
going to say
continue.
this, man. I don't know anything about this. I want it removed from my whatever you got there.
Okay. So I understand you're wanting to discontinue while offering a discounted rate of
Yeah, I want
$20
to
a month for the meal
discontinue it.
plan.
I
Would you
do
possibly
want
be
to
interested?
discontinue this because I've never got nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm asking you a
I never
question,
got nothing
sir.
in the mail, man.
Sir. I'm asking you a question. I asked, we're offering a discounted rate of $20 a month for the meal plan. Would you be interested?
No.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you so there won't be any charges made from this point. When I come back on the line, I'll provide you with the confirmation. Please hold and thank you.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Hey.
I'm still here.
What about what you've already tried to charge me here, man? That's come off my
So the
somehow
payment is
made my
going to
credit.
be valid, but I'll offer you a courtesy refund of 75%, which will reflect within the next 3 to 5 business days. That'll be in the amount of $29.92.
I don't know, man. You're gonna have to talk to my people that own this card, man, that I get this card from, they'd be citizens, man. You talk to them about that. I ain't got nothing in that.
Right. So that's no problem. I'll go ahead and submit the 75% for you, which is $29.92, and go ahead and cancel the account for you today.
You see if you can't get that done.
Okay. So allow me just a moment to place you on a refund.
Confirmation number.
Just submit the cancellation and refund, and I'll be back to provide you with the confirmation. Please hold and thank you.
Let me have it.
I haven't canceled the account, sir. Just a minute. So I'm placing you on hold to go ahead and do so at this time. Please hold and thank you. All right, so the account has been canceled. The refund has been submitted, which will reflect within the next few business days. I'll go ahead and provide you with the confirmation if you have something to write with.
I got it.
All right, the confirmation is C as in Charlie, 920-108-738. Again, that's C as in Charlie, 920-108-738.
Got it.
All right, so everything has been canceled and refunded. And again, we'd like to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.